that's us coming in here this Saturday morning here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine that's been around for 30 years here in the 405 area code. So if you live in the 405 area code, I can almost guarantee you, you can find an edition near you. It's 100 pages full of any kind of resource that the 50 plus would possibly need, or their adult children that are trying to find resources for them. The sandwich generation are people out there that are adult children that may still have kids home part-time, full-time, and then they work full-time, and then they're trying to help take care of their aging parents and find the best resources for them. So that's why the Oklahoma Senior Journal was invented. That was 30 years ago, and we're going strong. And 6 years ago, this June, we will have been on the air. So I love bringing you these stories on air. Let me tell you first how you can get a hold of an Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've been digital for almost 17 years, but you can also pick up a copy in your hot little hands at 650 locations. So go to okseniorjournal.com. All like it's one word. okseniorjournal.com. And under the menu, you'll see distribution, and you click on there and it tells you every single place in the 405 area code that you can pick up this magazine. We have done a really good job with our distribution, so I can almost guarantee you that you will have a location near you. If not, go ahead and download it. It's absolutely free to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal off our website, and you can print things off. You can zoom in, zoom out. The Oklahoma Senior Journal is definitely here to help you navigate resources. So who I have in the studio today are two people that work with resources, and something that a lot of times is overlooked or is very well hush-hush talked about. But there is a huge need for it, a huge percentage of people. I know I spoke to Vicki. This is Vicki and Chuck Robinson. They have a nonprofit called Refined Silver, and it's not probably at all what you think, and it's Refined, ED on the end, Silver, all like it's one word if you're looking it up on the internet, .org, it's a nonprofit. So they are a resource for families or individuals that have addictions. So when I was talking to Vicki, she goes, Robin, we're all really programmed, which I thought this was so interesting, and it just, you know, when a light bulb comes on in your head, she said, we're all really addicted to something, and we were designed to be addicted. What was that you said about that? That was so cool.
I think we were born to be addicted.
Okay.
But we're born to be addicted to a vertical God.
There.
Not a horizontal world that we are in today.
That's
so
very
whether
good.
It's technology or shopping or food or gambling or substances.
Yes.
It's all there.
Yeah, it's there for the taking. But we were designed to be, I love, vertically addicted instead of horizontally. How great. Y'all need a t-shirt that says that. All right, first I'm going to tell you about Chuck, who's being guy silent right here. Can you say good morning, Chuck?
Good morning. I was just letting the people talk that needed to talk.
You're doing a good job. Okay, so something my dad always used to say was, when my wife is talking, I know to be quiet.
Your dad was a wise man.
There you go. Okay, so Chuck Robinson, the other half of Vicki Robinson, grew up in Oklahoma City and is a licensed alcohol and drug counselor, a licensed minister, and a certified sex addiction therapist. Currently serves as director of spiritual development and outreach for Origins. I'm going to spell O-R-I-G-I-N-S, Origins Behavioral Healthcare. What is that about?
Origins is a company with their offices out of Dallas, Texas, who provide residential treatment. We have two locations, one in South Padre Island and one in West Palm Beach.
Wow.
And we treat people with addictions from alcohol and mental health issues from the very beginning, from detox all the way through stabilization. And I provide resources for people in our community and those that are churched or unchurched.
Okay.
And
cool.
So I find myself helping a number of different people.
Well, absolutely, from all walks of life. Okay, so this is a very interesting show. I haven't got in to tell you about Vicky. I haven't even finished with Chuck on his bio, but we have a little less than a minute left, so we're going to take a quick break. You can see this is going to be a fantastic show. I know it's touching everyone's life out there in some way. So this is a great show for you to be listening to this morning here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, here on the new Eagle 96.9 FM. Thank you for all our new FM listeners out there.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, Dennis, with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years.
What?
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter. Then I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence. Everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the city of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 8000242.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment. Or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance. And you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
Villages OKC is a plan for aging that connects a community. Our word for today is GIFT. G-I-F-T. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Having birthdays and growing older is a celebration, and life is the most wonderful gift. To make aging even more successful, Villages OKC offers a GIFT workshop for you and your parent, or you and your sister, or you and your spouse, or just do it for yourself. In the workshop, in a small group setting, we talk through difficult questions. We learn about options. We write solutions for the what-ifs in the future. All of my own decisions are written in one easily updated notebook. The word for today is GIFT. You can find out more by calling 405-990-6637 or online at villagesokc.org. Villages OKC, where you can find a most valuable gift.
Woohoo! we're back in here. This is Robin Gunn. I am your host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour this Saturday morning. We're so excited to have Chuck and Vicki Robinson. They have a nonprofit called RefinedSilver.org. RefinedSilver.org. You can find everything on their website. It has to do with for people that have addictions.
Refined silver. We have discovered that a lot of people do not save and have money for treatment and behavioral health issues.
You're right.
And so we saw a specific need for that.
Okay.
And we decided we would develop a nonprofit to help assist families that have some difficulty in that area because most people don't save for that.
No. They don't. They don't even think that's going to be a problem for them. And there's traumas that happen in our lives that will cause us to jump over to the horizontal type of addictions like you talked about. I mean, you can go vertical with it, too, with God. But sometimes you try to do a combination of both.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So we really saw a need in the community to help people get high quality resources. What happens is that depending upon your insurance or your cash flow, you can't always afford the very best. And we felt that it's important that everybody receive the very best.
Love it.
They can't always afford it, so we do some type of we deduct our cost to them, and then they come up with some money, and then Refined pays the difference. So
okay, and I'm sure you have people that donate to your cause.
Absolutely.
Businesses, individuals.
Okay. People support Refined Silver through first prayer and then secondly, you know, word of mouth. I got help from Refined Silver. And then there's the financial piece. We gave away close to $60,000 last year.
Oh, my word.
And all people have to do is ask.
Yeah.
We spend all year long fundraising so that we can give this money away.
Yeah, that's great. So, that's fantastic. You're making me so happy. Chuck has also written a book, Chuck Robinson. He wrote a book called, I really love this title, Loving the Addict in Your Pew. So basically the pew is at church. So loving your addict, basically that would be in a church type of atmosphere. This was written in 2016. Where do you get the book?
You can get the book on Amazon.
Okay.
But the premise of the book is that the church has always been a safe place for people to find recovery meetings. They weren't always associated with the church.
Right.
So an AA meeting might be in the basement, so on and so forth. The premise of this book was the how to have a Christ-centered recovery ministry within the church. It's more than a meeting. It's about people coming with needs, with all kinds of needs, and being able to get them to the people, refer them to the people that are experts in that particular area.
And they don't have to feel like they're being judged. They're with people that are actually walking a path that they're walking.
It's not on the bestsellers list, but it's a good book.
Okay, dude. That is called, it's by Chuck Robinson, Loving the Addict in Your Pew, P-E-W. So let me tell you more about Miss Vicki Robinson. That's his better half.
Absolutely.
Vicki and Chuck together have Refined Silver. Vicki is a co-founder of Refined Silver, LLC, a nonprofit. Vicki holds a Master of Science degree, so that makes her have a big brain. You're an expert in your field, babe. I love experts in their field. With additional course in work in alcohol and drug addiction, codependency, oh, so important, trauma, and play therapy. Which play therapy? Because I might sign up for that.
Well, children of addicts and mental health issues also have issues.
Absolutely.
Growing up in a home where things are not normal.
Yeah.
And so it's a way to get their issues out at the same time.
Very good that you do that too. So you also specialize in trauma, sex addiction, and interventions. Wow, you do interventions. Okay, wow, that's, you probably got some stories there. Vicki is a person of long-term recovery who has been working in the field of addiction since 2005. Her expertise includes modification ranging from 12-step recovery, residential and outpatient treatment, to intensive psychotherapy for recovering individuals, couples, and families. So what is psychotherapy?
It has to do with your brain.
Sure, sure.
So this is brain therapy and how we're refining, again, your mind.
Okay.
At the same time.
This is great, guys, that you guys are doing this. How long has this been going on? When did you start Refined Silver?
We started Refined Silver 5 years ago.
Okay. And then the Origin Behavioral Health.
About 2 years ago.
Okay.
Wow. And then Refined Counseling got started at the same time Refined Silver got started.
Great. So again, it's Refined, R-E-F-I-N-E-D, Silver, the word silver, and then .org, O-R-G. So I have my very first question here for Vicki. Where did the name come from?
Well, actually, it came from the Bible.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Psalm 66:10 says we are refined like silver. And since each one of us are in a process of being refined over and over and over in growth and allowing that to happen, that's how we came up with the name.
Okay.
And the process, the process of transformation occurs in that refining. We wanted all people to be able to experience that transformation, that refined silver and gold, actually.
I love it, you guys. I can just feel how needed this is. So, Chuck, what prompted the desire and need to start Refined Silver?
I was working at a local church here in the community. We helped a lot of people, and we had a lot of people want to pay us for that service. And I said, well, you know, God's already taken care of that. So they made donations to the ministry, and then we helped people that needed help with the services. And through that idea came Refined Silver, that we needed that type of an organization to where all people would know exactly how to get the help that they need. And then again, we could get them the help at that higher level of expertise.
That's great.
More of a specialist type instead of a generic type.
Got you. And then you guys have all these connections that you can connect them with, if not only yourselves. You can go, okay, we can take care of this addiction. There's literally, is there any addiction you would say you didn't try to, or you send out maybe to another group?
Well, we're trained in a couple of different addictions, but we're not experts in everything, and there are other experts that we do know, and we're quick to refer.
Very cool.
It's not about them coming to our place. It's about finding them
the help they need. There you
exactly.
go. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. That segment just flew by. So this is so good. I'm with Vicki and Chuck Robinson. They have a nonprofit called Refined Silver. That word is taken from the Bible, or two words, and it's refinedsilver.org if you want to look it up. And we'll be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour on the new Eagle 96.9 FM. And hey, guys, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Y'all are unbelievable. It's like we practiced that and we didn't. Okay. Here we go. We will be back here after we pay for a little air real estate. This is Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which before our break, Vicki and Chuck Robinson said it very well. OSJ stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, a 30-year magazine that brings you resources. And what we are talking about today is that very thing, resources to help with addictions. And there's probably no one out there that can't say that they're perfect. I went to one of those support groups groups that said all perfect people can come to this support group. There was no one in there. And that when I got to thinking about it, I really can't go in here either. And it's not that you're not perfect if you have an addiction. There's something always, it's a symptom of something else.
Exactly.
It's the way we just strive to make something better and not hurt as much. So let me just ask you this about refined silver. Probably can't name an addiction that they can't help you with. And if they can't personally help you, they know the resources that can, and they get the top of the line resources is what you're getting at. It's not like, you know, you're seeing somebody just because maybe the finances are taken care of on some of these things. Everybody has to put a little skin in the game. This is something that's affordable, but at high quality.
Basically, refined silver is the financial piece to help people get the help that they need.
Gotcha.
And people always wonder, how is it that you could do that? And, you know, we tell people that there's no strings attached. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of give a caveat. Well, there's one. And those one string attached is that you've got to pass it forward. You've got to pass the concept forward. We're helping you.
You're passing it forward. I see.
We're helping you, and we're hoping that you'll help the next person.
That's very cool.
There's no payback yet. The organization helps you with the need that you have pertaining to your addiction or mental health issues. Really, the only string that is attached is that everybody has to have skin in the game.
Yeah.
We don't give anybody help for free. What we've figured out is that when everybody doesn't have skin in the game, it doesn't have as much value.
Mm-hmm.
The vendor, the treatment center, the counselor, the sober living facility that we're helping fund for that person to go to has to discount. The family or the individual has to come up with something.
Something.
We call it a widow's mite.
Very good.
And then refined helps with the difference of the costs. And we have negotiated some contracts with sober living, with treatment centers, with counseling organizations, but you don't have to go to the places that we suggest. In other words, the vendors aren't pre-approved. You just bring who you want to use, and they bill refined. We don't give the cash to the patient or client. The vendor then sends a bill to refined, and refined then pays directly to the vendor.
You think you had any divine help coming up? Because I do.
People are always asking the question, oh, you set up a nonprofit so that somebody could get wealthy from it. Well, the truth is that we have no staff. We don't have an office. We have a website, and the website sends the application directly to the executive director, who is a volunteer, and then he disseminates that application out to the board, who vote over how much to be able to help. So when somebody gives to refined silver, 99.9% of the money goes to helping people.
Nobody's getting wealthy.
Every dollar we raise, because we've negotiated contracts, if you give us a dollar, we can probably turn that dollar into $3 to $5 because we've negotiated with the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted you to know
it's
that
it's saving lives.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. That's right.
It's all about.
How is refined silver run without staff and office space? I think you kind of hit on that, but Vicki, tell us, would they go to a place or is it?
No, they'll go straight to the website.
Okay.
And
okay.
We send them to the website.
Okay.
Everybody just works from home and they just come because they have a generous spirit and they want to help people.
They're doing that pay it forward thing. Yeah.
All our board has some sort of connection. Some of them have financial piece that they can contribute to. Mm-hmm. Some of them have some banking experience mm-hmm. that they can contribute. Some of them have accounting they can mm-hmm. contribute. Some of them have personal recovery themselves.
Right.
Some of them have children that have recovered. Mm. So it's a variety of
pastors.
Different people.
Pastors.
And a pastor.
Okay.
So they all have some expertise and some connection that give them a passion
there
to be involved.
What population do you serve?
Well, I've found that everybody is broken at their own level. We spend money on the things that are important to us, and mm-hmm. what we don't save money for is if our child has an addiction.
Yes.
And so when this pops up, it's not for any specific population. It's for all of people, all of God's people.
There you go.
Because we all need help at another level. And we are here, whoever needs, mm-hmm. can't afford it, we'll get them the help.
You're going to get them
and
the help.
Vicki and I are not board members. We are just founders.
Okay.
The board is very well taken care of with the men and women that participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we trust them immensely.
Yes.
But we are kind of the face of refined silver. And we don't ever tell the client or patient where they need to go.
Mm.
We let them come to us telling us where they want to go.
Okay, great.
And so we don't try to persuade them to go to one place or one counselor or another or one treatment center.
And they are not necessarily in Oklahoma. I mean,
it's primarily an Oklahoma ministry. We've not raised enough money to where we could go out of the state. The need is so great
here.
That yes. we've just had to set those borders as our boundary.
A lot of insurances do not cover substance abuse and mental health issues.
Okay, and so that's why this is so important, refinedsilver.org. What are some areas of addictions that you handle, and what are the needs in our community for financial help?
I would say the majority of the people that apply to Refined Silver are substance abuse.
Okay.
That would be the main majority.
Okay, how about sex abuse?
And sexual addiction would be our second one. Now then, mental health is increasing with everything,
yes.
particularly since COVID.
COVID, yeah.
And there's been a great influx of people that are in the Medicare and Medicaid
yes.
community that also need help in that area.
Absolutely. So. And they don't always speak up because mm-hmm. they think it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We'll come back. We'll talk about what are the needs in our community for financial help. And we've got about four other questions we're going to cover before we leave the air today. I am with Vicki and Chuck Robinson. They are behind a fantastic entity here that's nonprofit called refinedsilver.org. I am employing all of you to go to their website. You're also on Facebook.
Can be found at Refined Silver on Facebook, and we are on Instagram at Refined Silver and on Twitter at Refined Silver OK.
Thank you so much, Chuck. We'll be right back here after this break. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma's Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4000. 1-800-273-3339.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one, day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit VillagioLiving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And they'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Have you found yourself in need of help when it comes to addictions? You're trying to deal with all of the dynamics that comes along with it, and you've run into one dilemma. You don't have the finances. We're here to help you. RefinedSilver.org, a nonprofit that helps those in need of resources. The only string that's attached, everybody has skin in the game. So we're here to help you invest in yourself, and we think that that's really important. We have worked out with numerous vendors to get you the help. Come to us and tell us which vendor that you want to use, the therapist, sober living facility, treatment center, and we'll do everything that we can to help. If you're one who has been blessed to be a blessing, help donate to Refined Silver. We have no employees. We don't have an office. We have a website. Nearly 100% of the money that you would give will go to those in need. Find us at refinedsilver.org. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Refined Silver. We tweet Refined Silver OK. Send an email at refinedsilverokc@gmail.com.
Us coming back in here. This is Robin Gunn. I am your host. OSJ stands for Oklahoma Senior Journal. It is a 30-year magazine, 100 pages that helps you navigate out there after the age of 50. Or if you're someone looking for resources for somebody that's over 50, this is the magazine to pick up. We started it in our family because my mother was caring for her mother. I'm sure we've all heard of Diffie Motor Company. That's my mom. So her dad started Diffie Motor Company. company, she was taking care of her mom, Laura Diffie, and she was a senior herself. And I was like, why isn't there some kind of resource out there to help my mom? I saw her struggling. The magazine has grown from 16 pages to 100 pages. And so we absolutely love providing these resources. It's our whole reason we function. The reason we started these radio shows are for the same reason, to bring you up close and personal to people, what they do in our community that you might not know about, that helps people with resources and issues they may have just by daily living. So I don't know which one of you want to take this next question, but I'll throw it out there. Maybe you both have something to add. What criteria needs to be met to receive resources from refinedsilver.org?
Basically a need.
I need. There was a lot of hand signals going on in here a minute ago.
But there's really no specific criteria other than you've determined that there's an issue that you need to address. You've got issues in your finances, and we don't cover someone's complete treatment, say, or months and months of counseling. There's a limit. There's a limit to funds that we have, and we don't take, you know, look at your insurance or anything. If you tell us you need help, you know, we'll do what we can to try to help you within reason. We are just looking to help those that are really desirous to change. It's not our place to decide if they're desirous to change. We feel like if they're hungry enough that they're willing to reach out through an application, then we're more than welcome to pray about it and help in any way, shape, or form that we can.
That's great.
We don't help everybody. We can't. We do whatever we can to help those that specifically want the help.
Okay, so you're in Oklahoma. How do people find you for help? And I know it's your website or Facebook.
Or word of mouth,
which
is probably the number one reason and way that most people find us.
Okay.
Is that somebody says, hey, these people helped me, and they might be able to help you.
You having us on the radio show is huge for us, because people are going to find that they're not alone.
Right.
They don't have to not get help because they don't have insurance or they don't have the cash flow, whatever the case may be. And we have fundraisers, and and we have a golf tournament coming up.
When is it?
August the 8th at River Oaks Golf and Country Club. And it's our second annual golf tournament. And we're looking for a corporate sponsor as we speak.
Awesome.
That would help provide the course, et cetera. We provide advertising and so on for that. We help anyone who needs the help that is looking for help, and they find us, and then we say, after they tell us that they can't afford clinical help, then we say, well, go to the website. And we have found other people that do what we do. We tell them about the website. A lot of vendors out there know about the website, because one of the things that prevents people from getting the help that they need, or going to a therapist or to a sober living house or to residential treatment, is finances.
Well, big time.
And so if that's the biggest need, then we want to be there to help in some way, shape, or form.
Annual second golf tournament is Monday, August the 8th at River Oaks Golf Club. If you'll go to your website, will it have more information
about
that?
Yes, and it will share how to help. We can be found at our Gmail account if you want to email us.
Good.
refinedsilverokc@gmail.com. That goes directly to the executive director, and he will connect you with whatever links. We need whole sponsors.
Like the golf holes.
Right, exactly.
Not W-H-O.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's refinedsilverokc@gmail.com. You can help out on that golf tournament that will be coming up on August 8th, the unhot time in Oklahoma.
Right.
Exactly. At the present time, when it comes to finances, 50% of the money that is raised by the board.
Okay.
The board is funding this help.
That is fantastic.
And another 25% is close personal connections to a board member, and then the other 25% is just people that we've helped that are trying to help, paying it forward. We could use the financial help because the demand is so great. It's so big,
yes.
And we could give more if we had more.
Gotcha.
And on refinedsilver.org, you can actually make a donation. There is a donation button there.
Good, good, good. Well, when we come back, we're taking another break. We're going to talk a little bit more about how you can give here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle, the new Eagle, 96.9 FM. This is Robin Gunn coming in here. We are about to wrap up the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've had Chuck and Vicki Robinson in the studio today. We've been talking about addiction, and it's a big thing, and a lot of time it's not talked about openly, but it is a huge thing. It touches every single family out there in some way, shape, or form. Refined Silver can help you financially with the proper treatment that you want, that you feel is good for you. So how can we support Refined Silver? I know there's prayer.
Yes, definitely through prayer. Mm-hmm. And our word of mouth is if you can just get the message out to help others, as well as financial donations. We do accept financial donations.
And you said you can do that right on the website.
Right on the website.
What is that website?
RefinedSilver.org.
With a D, refined.
And press on the donation tab,
okay,
and you will be able to donate to our organization.
This would be a great thing for businesses to give to. Because I know they deal with this quite a bit in businesses, and they want to, this person's a good employee, and we don't want to lose them just because of this addiction, which, you know, with the proper type of help, this is something you can overcome. You're always managing it.
Right.
Overcome's probably the wrong word. So what other ways can we get a hold of you?
Well, we have a Facebook page, which is Refined Silver Facebook page.
Okay. Like us.
Like the crap out of them.
And we also have Instagram,
okay,
Refined Silver,
okay,
and Twitter, Refined Silver OK.
Refined Silver OK. And then what's your email?
And our email is RefinedSilverOKC@gmail.com.
RefinedSilverOKC@gmail.com. I'm telling you, these two people are salt of the earth. They wear the white hats. They're the good guys and gals. This is something that I will take in personally and pass on to others. I'll be definitely part of that word of mouth. Just understand out there, they do have a golf tournament coming up August the 8th on a Monday at River Oaks Golf Club. And there's where you can also do donations, business-wise or individual. These people are doing the right thing, helping and literally helping people not feel so scared to share what their addictions are.
We would like to thank Oklahoma Senior Journal for
I've heard of them
giving us this opportunity. We haven't had that. And we also want to give a shout out to all of our volunteer board members that give of time, resources,
hallelujah,
and energy to support this work. And we know there's a need, and we are just a little drop in the bucket when it comes to meeting the needs of the people, but we want to be there to help you.
There we go. Chuck couldn't have said it better. Thank you. This is Chuck and Vicki Robinson. Please go to their website, refinedsilver.org, for more help. You can always call me, and I can send you their direction, too, at 405-816-7889, 405-816-7889. And if you know somebody that should have heard this show that didn't, they can download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app. We also do a commercial during the show on how to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app, or you can go to our website, OKSeniorJournal.com, and all of these radio shows, they'll be the top one up there, and you can listen to this anytime. You can also go to our e-newsletter if you're a member and listen to this show anytime. Thank you, Vicki and Chuck.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much, Robin.
Absolutely. This was a great show, very informative, and we'll see you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all together now stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on the new FM 96.9, The Eagle.